This podcast is sponsored by Eureka Hub.
If I rule the world.
Welcome everyone to episode 4 of the Queen Series podcast. I am your host, Elena Christine. And before I get started with this week's episode, I really wanted to stop for a second and reflect on all of the love and the support that has been pouring in from everyone. I mean, this is something that I dreamed of. This is something that manifested after telling myself time and time and time and time again that I had the ability to execute this. I had the power and the potential to create a platform for others, that I have the gift of healing, that I have the gift of light, and that my gift should be shared with those around me for good, and all in the name of love. So this is something that is really hitting me. I am just so grateful for all of the love, all of the reviews, all of the messages, all of the emails, all of the everything. I have seen them, I look at them, I read them, and it's beautiful. So thank you so much for all of the love. You are the reason why I do this. I want to talk to you specifically to help you. Everyone has a story that they need to tell. Everyone deserves to be heard. This platform is for you. So thank you so much for all of the love and all of the responses and all of the support and all of the follows. I'm infinitely grateful, and I affirm that there will be millions of people who also receive these messages and listen. So thank you so much. Now, getting into this idea of affirming, the idea of affirmations, this week I wanted to share with you the importance for me in affirmations, and I also wanted to share 11 of my favorite affirmations with you that you could apply on a daily basis for your own mental health. So let's first talk about what exactly an affirmation is. An affirmation for me is something that you speak as though it's already true. And this kind of speaking leads to a reprogramming in our minds that tells us that whatever it is that we speak on is truth. Now, the interesting thing about affirmations is that the brain doesn't know what is real and what is imaginary. Now, there have been studies conducted on this ideology that the brain doesn't quite know the difference, and that's why it's so amazing. That's why we can use affirmations to then manifest things into our lives, because the brain doesn't know a difference. In fact, there was a study conducted in 1995 in the National Institutes of Health in Maryland. The study was, they asked volunteers to play a simple sequence of piano notes each day for 5 consecutive days. And then they had another group of volunteers that were told to imagine playing the notes instead. Instead of physically playing them, imagine that you're playing them. And both groups had their brains scanned each day. At the end of the study, they realized something that was very interesting, that the people that imagined that they were playing the piano instead of physically playing them had the same reaction in their brain as the people who physically played the piano. That particular study concluded then that the brain doesn't quite understand the difference between what is imaginary and what is real. There have been numerous studies since then that also further illustrate this point. But what this tells us is that if the brain doesn't know the difference between what is a reality and what isn't a reality, then what we can do is something very special. We have the ability to speak on things as though they are real. So then when these things become a reality in our lives, it is because we spoke about them as though they were already true. Affirmations. That's essentially what an affirmation is. It is something that you're speaking positively on, as though it already exists. And because you've done that, then you manifest whatever it is that you were speaking positively on in your life. Now, I've used affirmations in my life in a number of different ways. And a lot of them have led me to great, great, great self-learning and self-development within me. I also use this kind of language when I talk to my friends and colleagues and anyone who I have conversations with. If they're telling me about something that they want to do, or if they tell me about something that their dreams are dead set on, I just affirm that they are real. So if you say, I want to become my own boss. I say, you are your own boss, right? And things like that. Because I want to stress the importance of spreading the actual message of affirmations and positivity in ways that don't only benefit me, but also benefit those that are around me, which I think is super important for us to spread these messages of positivity. Hence the reason why I made this podcast, so that we can have a platform where we do share these positive affirmations that will lead to our self-development and self-love and overall empowerment. They're important because of the power of our tongue. Erykah Badu said something that was really interesting about speaking things into existence, right? Erykah Badu isn't the first one to say it, but I love Erykah, so I use her as an example because she's somebody that understands the power of a manifestation. If it's something that you want in life, you speak it out loud. Write it down, but also speak it, because the power of the tongue should never be underestimated, which goes back then to this idea of affirmation. Can you imagine being able to think about something that you want, say something it is that you want, and not ask for it, but say that it already exists, and then that thing exists? Think about how powerful we are as people when we have the ability to talk something that doesn't even exist, and then that thing that we've been talking about, it shows up in our lives. This is why I don't quite believe in the idea of coincidences. You know, that is so random. I can't believe that happened. It's fun to say things like that, but deep down inside, or not even that deep, just you have to understand that when things like that come about in your life, nothing is a coincidence. Everything in our lives, we manifest through affirmations, through the way that we talk about them. The power of the tongue should not be underestimated, because we have control of whatever happens in our reality. And I want you to think about that for a second. Whatever you say, good, better, and different, will manifest into your life because you said it. It's advantageous then and logical to think that because we have this power and we're aware of this power, that everything that we think about and say is positive. It leads to our development and growth. And this is something that has come up in previous episode. Amavi talked about, you know, negative self-talk. Danielle and I talked about, you know, fear. I talked a little bit about, you know, the affirmation that I can do all things, and then thinking of it in a way that if you say things that are habitually negative, creating a habit of saying negative things, then you can't expect for good things to happen, because we manifest whatever it is that we affirm. So it's been established now. We know this. So what do we do about it? We know affirmations are important, but where do you start? Because not everybody has a book of affirmations. Not everybody knows how to get started with articulating whatever, like positive thoughts and things like that. So don't worry. I have 11 of my favorite affirmations that I would like to share with you. And I want to say them twice. And I also will get into a brief explanation of each of them and how they're important to me, so that you can begin to think about them and apply them to you. And then you can redefine them and reprogram your self-conscious to absorb these affirmations and think of them in particular ways that apply to your life. So number one, I have all the tools I need to succeed. I have all the tools I need to succeed. This affirmation is quite powerful, because in life, we tend to believe that we aren't whole, in the sense that we're missing things that we need in order to get to where we want to be. That is false. That is absolutely false. Everything that we want to become, everything that we want to do on this world, we have the tools for. Because each of us has a very specific purpose. We are here all for a reason. And we have been equipped, blessed, I would say, with these tools for success. And if you affirm then that you already have these tools, you don't have to waste time in thinking that you're incomplete and that you can't reach the goal that you want to reach because you don't have those tools. Get it out of your head that you're an incomplete person. Get it out of the head that you were gifted with a toolbox that was empty. No such thing. you have all the tools you need to succeed. Affirm. Number two, I am all the love that I deserve. I am all the love that I deserve. This one really hits me too, because I emphasize the importance of self-love. And I believe that if you don't love yourself, it is impossible to love others. Absolutely impossible. And because love is a really hard thing to define, what happens is we tend not to pay attention to what is and isn't love. But love, I think, can't be explained because it can manifest itself in many different ways. Love is a lot of different things, a lot of different healthy things. Love is not manipulative. Love is not unkind. Love is not hurtful, etc. But love is something that we have to get familiar with within ourselves first, because if you have no idea what this concept of love even means, then what happens is you don't know what you deserve. You don't know what you're looking for. How do you seek something that you don't quite understand? It's important, very important, to sit with this idea and think about love, and then think about ways in which you can give yourself that love and then pass it on. I think we're all yearning for that very deep connection with other people, but we neglect having a deep connection with ourselves. That is something that we have to harness and we have to try to build upon and then go ahead and give that love to someone else. So you must affirm, I am all the love that I deserve. Sit with that and think about what exactly that means to you. Number three, I am not supposed to lose. I am not supposed to lose. Now, this one is super powerful. This one almost makes me feel like a warrior. This one makes me feel so good inside when I say it. I am not supposed to lose. I didn't come here to lose. I didn't come here to lose. I wasn't gifted with all of the talents and skills that I have to only come as far as I've come. When I set goals for myself and I accomplish the goal, I don't stop there. I set bigger goals for myself. I know you've heard the cliche saying, I didn't come this far to only come this far. I'm not supposed to lose. Every setback that you experience in your life, that is not where your story ends. Because one thing is for sure, you are not supposed to lose. Your destiny is not failure. Your end of the road isn't that you only got as far as you were supposed to. You are supposed to excel. You will shatter whatever obstacle, you will overcome any adversity that you are faced with, because you are not supposed to lose. Now sit with that one. Say it as many times as you feel necessary until you genuinely feel that burst of energy that makes you strong, that makes you feel powerful, and gets you ready for your day. You are not supposed to lose. I love that one. Number four, I am well and my soul is complete. I got this one because I listen to a lot of Super Soul Sunday, because, you know, you guys have to already know that Oprah Winfrey is totally my inspiration. I love her so much. And she has one that resonates with this, and it goes, it is well with the soul. If it's well with the soul, then you know it's well with her, right? Because we are our souls. So this one is, I am well and my soul is complete. It affirms this kind of wholeness that you have within you, that you're not missing anything, that you're born as a complete being, and everything that you are is complete. You don't have to search for an emptiness. You don't have to fill any of the voids in you, because you are well and your soul is complete. Now let's talk about that first one for a second, wellness. Wow, this idea of wellness can be so many things. It could be physical, it could be mental. It is all encompassing, this idea of wellness. So really sit down and think about what wellness means to you. In this one, I am well and my soul is complete. It's broken down into two parts. So sit down and think about what that means to you and take that with you throughout your day and manifest it into ways in your life that are good for both your physical and mental well-being. Number 5, I attract abundance and joy. I attract abundance and joy. I have this ideology that says, and this is not something that I've created, but this is one that I've read about, that I have listened to, that I have studied for a little bit, and it's about our vibrations and how we vibrate and what level or frequency we're vibrating are that attracts different things in our lives. And it's part of this philosophy called New Thought. And it's the belief that positive or negative thoughts bring positive or negative experiences into our life. The law of attraction is basically surrounded around the idea of manifestations and affirmations, right? So when you think about this one, I attract abundance and joy. If you're vibrating on a frequency that says that you're all about abundance and happiness, you're good to go. You're good to go. Do not be surprised when a lot of abundance and joyous occasions happen in your life because you attract that. Affirm that you attract that, and it will be. Number 6, the success I seek is already mine. The success I seek is already mine. I love this one. This one is just one of my favorites. We all talk about this chase for success, this long-term idea of what success is. It's so far-fetched to think about in terms of success, and we tend to think about it as such a broad concept that it almost feels out of reach. It almost feels like it just can't happen. Like, I know that, you know, the sky is the limit is a very cliche but very powerful thing to think about. But when I consider how far away the sky is from where we at right now, I think, wow, that's a little bit of a jump. That's a little bit of a jump. And I know that it's supposed to encourage you to dream big. But for me, I get a little anxious when I think about how far things are. No different with success. If I think about success, but I think about it as a very abstract and large idea, though it means that success can look like a lot of different things for me, it could also trigger something in me that says, man, success is far away and I don't know and da 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 da. And all of these factors of fear and uncertainty and anxiety can come into play when you think of it as in that way. But I challenge you to think about it in this way, that you already have it. The success I seek is already mine. That says that you don't have to try to jump high for it. You don't have to reach far for it. You don't have to run after it. It's already yours. Whatever success looks like for you, it is already yours. It is meant to be for you. You have it at your fingertips. The success I seek is already mine. Number 7, I am in control of my destiny. I am in control of my destiny. Think about this one for a second. I have read books and things that have said, oh, our destiny is already predetermined. We have no control over it, etc., etc. However, I'm beginning to think that though in some cases, there are a lot of things that are out of our control that we leave to the hands of the universe, I truly believe that we can control certain aspects of our destiny, and we can control these things by the way that we think about these things. Again, it's a mindset thing. And I would say that all of this, affirmations, manifestations, is rooted in a strong mindset. And we know that in order to develop a strong mindset, we first have to tap into the idea of self-love and all the different facets of self-love, right? So before we can even begin to absorb any of these affirmations and manifestations, we have to understand that to its core, we have to pay attention to the way that we think about these things. So little pause here. If you've gotten this far and none of this has resonated with you, I challenge you to take a little bit of a break. Replay it with an open mindset. Replay it with truly the thought that all of this is already yours. don't try to think of this as a very broad, philosophical, unrealistic kind of perspective, but this is something that has to hit you to your core. Has to hit to your core. If it didn't hit your core, go back and listen to it again, but it has to hit you to your core in order for you to absorb it. Now, let's resume. I am in control of my destiny. And what that means is, through the power of manifestations, through the power of a strong mindset, you determine your outcome in this life. The way that you handle and overcome challenges, the way that you strategically work consistently with the idea that you want certain things and you want to accomplish certain goals, you are in control of that destiny. Again, there are a lot of things that you cannot control. And if it's out of your control, you do not worry about it. But the things that you can control, you focus positive on and you stay consistent. And that's when you're really in control of your destiny. Number 8, I radiate beauty from within. I radiate beauty from within. Keyword here is within. I understand, you know, we are beautiful, outwardly beautiful. We are stunning people. And that is no surprise. I mean, beauty, I think, outer beauty isn't hard to come by, especially in modern day society when you don't feel quite confident, you haven't established enough self-love to be confident in your skin, you can get enhancements, etc. But, you know, that's a different topic. But what's important for me and what is important for you is the acknowledgement of your inner beauty, the acknowledgement of what's on your inside. The glow in the pit of your stomach that is so bright that it shines on your cheekbones like highlight is what I'm talking about. You radiate beauty from within, meaning that anytime you're in the presence of someone, they know you're beautiful, not because you walk into a room and you put yourself together and you're opulent, etc., but because they can feel that beauty, that warmth, that light, that radiance from within you. And it's so powerful and that it's so strong that now you wear it as a beautiful coat. You wear it as a dress. You wear it as a pair of heels. You wear it as a pair of flip-flops. You wear it when your hair is done. You wear it when your hair is not done, when your nails are done, when they're not done. You wear it with no makeup. You wear it from within first. And they acknowledge that. People will acknowledge that beauty from within. So affirm that. I radiate beauty from within. One more time. I radiate beauty from within. Number 9, I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. You got to say it with the same level of conviction. You have to say it as though it is something that you can just jump up and, and just feel. I am unstoppable. There is nothing that anybody can do to stop you from accomplishing your goals, to stop you from growing, to stop you from succeeding, to stop you from being your most beautiful and authentic self, to helping others, to living in your truth, to walking with purpose. You are unstoppable. Affirm, I am unstoppable. Sit with that one for a minute. Pause it here if you have to. Take that one in. I am unstoppable. Number 10, nothing can dim my light that shines from within. Now, this is a play on the idea of radiating beauty. And I mentioned this one because one of my favorite people in the world, Maya Angelou, says it best. This is something that she emphasized on. We all know the poetry of Maya Angelou and also the poem Phenomenal Woman. And if you don't know it, I strongly urge you to listen to it, Phenomenal Woman, Maya Angelou. She is amazing. And she understood this concept of light within us. She understood this. Now, I don't want to get too broad here, but understand that we are energy. And energy doesn't die. It is transferred and dispersed in other ways. But all we are is energy. And what we have within us is a light. You can think of it as an actual light, a glow that we have internally. And what you have to do is protect that light. No matter how much you go through, no matter how hard things get, no matter how much adversity you're facing all at once, the stress, the depression, the anxiety, understand that nothing has the ability to penetrate you enough, dim the light that is to your core, that is like a battery that keeps you shining, that keeps you beautiful, that keeps you growing, that keeps you passionate. Nothing can dim the light that shines from within. One more time. Nothing can dim the light that shines from within. Maya Angelou, thank you. And last but not least, author Marianne Williamson sat down on the Super Soul Conversations with Oprah Winfrey, and she said something that was really interesting. Her affirmation was, "I am better than I used to be." Now, this goes back to something that we discussed in our last podcast, myself and Amavi, where we talked about the importance of recognizing what we're going through as a process. It's a process because we had to grow, and it takes time, and it takes more time, and it takes more time for us to get there. But this affirmation acknowledges the growth that you've had along your process to becoming a better you. Again, I am better than I used to be. And say it as many times as you have to. I am better than I used to be. I hope that all of these affirmations have struck a chord within you. I hope that they resonated with you so much that you were compelled to write them down and repeat them and repeat them and even make your own list of affirmations that you use on a day-to-day basis that contributes to your growth. And I'm super curious to hear what other ones you love. Email me at elena@melaninqueens.com. Thank you so much for all the love and support. Next week is very special because I sit down with actress Tishina Mangal and we talk about building communities and why that's so important and how it contributes to our growth as people. This is a cool conversation that we have and I can't wait for you guys to hear it. And I want to end with this. Queens run the world.
I free all my sons. I love them, baby.
You've just listened to episode 4 of the Queen Series podcast. For more information on Melanin Queens, check us out at www.melaninqueens.com. And also follow all of our social media at Melanin Queens Organics, at the Queen Series podcast, and follow my personal page at Elena Christine.